Okay, Priya, okay, TH, whatever. I just looked at a, how to say, testimony by a near-death experiencer, and you know, if you look at those, listen to those people, what they say, there are many of them out there on YouTube, and I'm quite convinced that many of them are honest and genuine and simply describing their experiences. And he said, and others too, as far as I remember, that, well, and I say so too, that if we, all of us, souls here in human bodies, raise our consciousness a bit. And they all speak about, during the near-death experience, of being in a realm of love. That word love is used most of all, I think, because I'm kind of statistically exploring and researching a bit here. So he's kind of emphasizing that, you know, if many of us on this planet switch on the light, so to speak, of love and care and tolerance, and also of some kind of understanding of ourselves as belonging to higher spheres, and that this human life is like a school where we should learn to love and learn how to respect each other and care for each other, and that this happiness and that we're looking for comes not from trying to take but to give. I could pretty much sum up what these people who had these experiences or have had them say. Because these experiences were obviously, evidently big and important and major in their lives, and not just of seeing their body from the outside or some tunnel with a light at the end, but the insights. So, but in the same way, well, that tells us, and that's something I've been nagging you about here in my channels, that our collective mind is very, very powerful. And that's what those who do advertisement, PR, those who do make political propaganda or military propaganda, whatever, know. They learn it in university. They learn it in psychology classes. How to mold and shape the minds of the masses of people using media, propaganda, mass media, or so on. But to do it in a way that, well, that's included, that people are not aware of. That's how propaganda can be most effective. When it's invisible, it's simply molding your mind, your opinions, What is good, what is bad? Who is the good guy, who is the bad guy? Who are those people that you should hate or cancel or even go out and kill? So that's why I would say the times we live in now are critical, because never before did humans have such, you know, those who are in influential positions, as we call it, never before have they had such power in their hands over the minds of not just millions of us, but billions of us. We're all connected with our little nice screens, where we largely see what some want to show. There are all these filters and censorship and this and that going on, and the so-called fact checkers. Who are they anyway? So yeah, we're talking about this sometimes, but here is on the other side, on the flip side, on the bright side, that it means we have that power of changing the world. By rather than being manipulated by others in our minds, we actually try to wake up, open our hearts and minds, and use our intelligence. We all have it. But most of all, our conscience, our hearts. Listen to the conscience in there. And this is why we're trying here to show the world as it is. The truth, not as the right philosophy from the right book, published by the right people, taught by the right leader, but that which corresponds to reality. And that we can live and make our lives work. How we can live without causing suffering to others, sharing, supporting each other, at least leaving each other in peace. And be friends, all of us who live here. Hej, vill du ha lite mer nötter? Här. My friend Squirrel. It's time for lunch. Anyway. So I'm not just sitting here talking to speak niceties and nice truths, and you should listen to me because I'm important person. But it's, you can do the same, and let's share good things here. And we've got the most wonderful opportunity now with this media. So get out there, speak, publish, and share, distribute. Hey, jag trodde det där var ekorrens. Vi kan få en lite mindre sån bird också. What do they like? This is a very tiny one. I can't eat the cashew nut. So anyway, yeah, that's what it is.